Hey Master Souls, Stacy here. Today we are actually talking about the Master Soul process again, but I want to talk to you about being able to use this process for anything. Yes, anything. Just like the cat in the hat, right? So here's the deal. We talked a couple of classes ago about using the Master Soul process for health. Well, think about that for a second. The Master Soul process is really meant to be super flexible. And yes, I did absolutely create it for entrepreneurs and for our business. But what if we can use that process for anything in our lives? What if we can use it to be a better parent? What if we can use it to teach our children, right? How to meditate and create their world? What if we can use it in an executive office, in a restaurant, in a gym, whatever it is? The beautiful thing about the process is that it is meant to be subverted, changed, shifted. It is merely a structure, an open air structure at that, where you can place whatever tools you want to in there. And the key to all of that is the intention. If you come to the process with a specific intention, then whatever it is that you create within the process, whatever tools you put into the process, are therefore guided by the actual intention. It's beautiful, right? So if you go into the process with the intention of becoming, you know, a better lover, then you have this great, you know, format in which you can insert those tools to become a better, you know, better at relationships, to have a better marriage, to find the love of your life, right? So the most important piece after the intention, right? So you're coming into this with a very clear intention, not necessarily of growing your business, but growing your love life, being a better parent, helping a CEO better run her business, whatever it is, helping a nonprofit make more profit, helping a client, helping build a widget, helping yourself, become a better ballerina. Whatever it is that you want to create, your intention guides that. And once we have that clear intention of what we're using the process for, then we get to reconfigure how we're looking at the process. The easiest way for you to go about that is to recognize the components of the process. And I don't mean foundation, ritual, connection, manifesting. I mean, really look at the components. You've got earth, fire, air, water. You've got the four elements making this really, truly balanced. And on top of that, you're combining all of the different parts of you. You're combining your connection with source. You're using your intuition. You're speaking from your heart and your passion and desire. And you're using your mind, right? And you're directing your mind and your mental process. So in that way, we can see that if those are the basics, if those are the four fundamentals, then we get to go in and say, okay, I know that this is the foundation here, right? The foundation of my body, of my business, is to become the clearest, strongest channel that I can be. Earth, right? Where do I need to know more? Where do I need to clear out, right? With the foundation for your body, what do I need to know more? How can I become stronger? You know, maybe taking a walk is your foundational work. For, you know, parenting, what would that look like? Maybe clearing out your your anger by going in the shower and screaming or crying, right? Becoming a clear emotional channel. Maybe it is doing something that is grounding you so that you don't feel frazzled and you know, frayed at the edges, but you really feel grounded by waking up an hour earlier and having a cup of coffee in peace, right? Foundation are the things that make you more solid and more clear. So anything that makes you feel stronger and clearer is that foundation piece. If you need to do that in your relationship, what is it that makes you feel stronger and clearer? And then use those tools as a guideline to say, this is my foundation piece in this area of my life, right? And then let's move on to that ritual piece, because this is all about air. It's about blowing the fluff out of your brain so that your brain knows what its job is. See, when our minds have a specific duty, when you are telling it exactly what it needs to be doing for that day in that moment, then it clears out a lot of the extraneous stories that it tends to go down. It prevents you from automatically going down into rabbit hole. And I'm not going to say it prevents you from going down rabbit holes, because I dive down those all the time. But with that ritual piece, it really is about blowing your mind in the direction that you want to be heading. So if you're looking at health, relationships, whatever it is, what is the mindset that you need to be in to best bring around that intention? How can you trigger the mindset that will make you want to be in the relationship or not with the person? That will help you, right, become a better, I don't know, whatever, widget maker, whatever it is. What is the mindset and the state of mind that would most benefit you in your intention? Now, let's move on to the manifesting state. Now, this is the one thing that kind of remains pretty much the same, is that visualization, that affirmation, and that manifestation. Whatever it is that your intention wants to create, manifesting is always relevant. It is always relevant. Whether you are manifesting the perfect playdate or you're manifesting, right, a multi-billion dollar deal, whatever it is that you want to create as a reality, that manifesting piece is just a part of it, right? To create that, what is it that I am calling into my life? So the manifesting piece is pretty simple, right? That's the fire. That's the passion. That's the desire. So let's leave that one alone, because that one is what it is. And then let's move over to the connection piece. Now, the connection piece is that part where for me, that's usually where the deepest meditation happens. That's where my inner counsel comes into play. This is the part where you're speaking to your highest wisdom, right? Where you're speaking to source, to your guides, listening to your intuition, diving into what it is your heart wants. This is the water. This is the flow of your life, right? This is the flow of your relationship. This is the flow of your, being a great lover. This is the flow of being a perfect partner. This is the flow of, running, you know, connecting to your body in a way that you can run that 5K. What is it that your body needs you to hear, right? That connection time is getting yourself into a flow state. What is it that you need to hear and be in order to really create this in your life? Allowing that water to flow through your life and get you into alignment with what it is your intention would like you best to create. So in each of these areas, you can see it's really about the core of the practice, not so much about building one specific thing. What is it that you most want to create in your life? And how can you use this very balanced practice to call that in and create it actively, right? This Master Soul process was meant to be used in any way that you choose to use it. And it's meant to be flexible enough if you're willing to adapt it to different areas. But oftentimes we don't think of using our spiritual practice in one way or another, or we get used to using our practice just to grow one thing instead of using it to grow all things. But I'm here to tell you that this can be used, your spiritual daily practice can be used to grow anything you want. To grow, you know, blood oranges, or to grow widgets, or to grow bunnies. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, learn to use this process as flexibility, as flexibly, how do you say that? Be as flexible as you can with this process. Don't be literal. Find ways to incorporate other things that feel earthy, grounded, airy, light, fiery, passionate, and watery flow. See what happens when you start experimenting with this process in other areas of your life. I cannot wait to hear how you're looking at this differently, the Master Soul process differently now, and what it is that you're going to be incorporating it into to call into your life next. I love you all. I'll see you inside the curve.